بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a dua, munajat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے هوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے ہوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے دل کا رستہ دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں خدا یا دل بدل دے یا دل بدل دے ہوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے ہوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤ اتنی آرزو ہے تیرا ہو جاؤ اتنی آرزو ہے تیرا ہو جاؤ اتنی آرزو ہے کتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے میرا ظاہر سور جائے الہی میرا ظاہر سور جائے الہی میرا ظاہر سور جائے الہی میری باطن کی ظلمت دور کر دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں تیرا ہو جاؤ مولا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے ہوا و حرس والا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are reading this kitab of the great values and benefits of sunnats and how they have been proven from modern times, medical science as well. And we are reading so far at the moment about Safar and how important it is to make the du'as of Safar. Bahari Safar. He says that we went on a mountainous journey in the mountains. Chand saal qabal ek safar mein ek pahari par char rahe the. He says, a few years ago, we were climbing on one mountain in one of our journeys. Aur har qadam par Huzur sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam ke bataye hue tareeqe ke mutabik Allahu Akbar kehte ja rahe the. And as it is sunnat, then when you are going up, you must say Allahu Akbar. We were saying Allahu Akbar as we were going up. یہ خطرناک سفر تھا. This was a very dangerous journey in the mountains. کیونکہ پہاری کے نیچے دریائے سندھ گزر رہا تھا. At the bottom, the river Sindh, which is a very huge river, it was flowing at the bottom, and we were climbing on this mountain. راستہ میں بارش کی وجہ سے پھسلن تھی. And on the because of rain, the road was very slippery as well. ہمارے ساتھ ایک برہا پتھان تھا جو سب سے آگے تھا. With us was an old پتھان and he was right in front. اور اونچی آواز سے اللہ اکبر کہتا جا رہا تھا. And he was saying loudly اللہ اکبر. یک دم برہے پتھان کا پاؤں پھسلا. Suddenly this old پتھان's leg slipped اور اس نے پہاری کے ساتھ نیچے لرکھنا شروع کر دیا. And on the side of the mountain he started slipping down. اس کے گرنے کو ہم سب دیکھ رہے تھے. We were all watching that he's slipping, he's falling, he's going down. اور دریائے سین میں گرنے سے سوا باری تعالی کے اور کوئی نہیں بچا سکتا تھا. And at the bottom was a strong river flowing and there was nothing that could stop him from falling into the river that he was falling down besides Allah تعالی. Otherwise nobody could stop him or save him. یک دم ہم نے دیکھا کہ وہ ایک پتھر پر کھڑا ہو گیا. Suddenly we saw that he was standing on one stone, rock, aur jhari ko pakar raha tha. And he was holding on to one tree, the branch of a tree, a small tree he was holding on to that. Humne rasiya niche phenki, we threw down ropes towards him, aur usko aaram se upar khinch liya. And we pulled him up quite comfortably, we saved him, we pulled him up. Dariya-e Sindh saaf nazar aa raha tha. And at the bottom, besides the river Sindh, there was nothing else that could be seen, just this huge river flowing. Jab ye burha pathan wapas aa gaya, when he came back, to maine uske sare jism ka muayna kiya. The writer is a doctor. He said, I examined his whole body. To siwai do jagah maamooli khirash ke, baaki uska jism sahi salamat tha. Then besides two places, there were just the little scratches. Besides that, nothing else was wrong with him. He was perfect. Aur hamari tarah chal phir raha tha. He was walking, moving, no internal injuries, nothing whatsoever. Maine usse bach jane ki wajah poochi. I asked him, how come you got saved? We saw you falling and there was no chance for you to get saved. To fauran bola, main sunnat ke mutabik balandi par chal raha tha, isliye Allah Taala ne mujhe bacha liya. He says, I was climbing up according to sunnat, saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah saved me because of that. Masjid mein aane aur jaane ke adab, the etiquette of entering and leaving the masjid. With regard to safar, still we are extremely weak. When we make safar, you ask the satis, we read duas, all are busy talking. Hardly duas are read. We have to remind one another over and over, then inshallah, this will come into us. Otherwise, we listen, we come to the bayan, everything. Last week, one of our sati said, with the so lot it was stressed, that we must read the safar duas He said, on my way home, halfway I realized I read no du'as also. But this continuously remind us and remind ourselves and tell the family, tell them also, that ask us. We feel offended when we are asked. And that is not a good sign. If a person is to make shukr, in fact one of the major ways of islah, which Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written, that two friends become friends on the basis of islah. And that is really what a sheikh also the same thing. Why do we befriend a sheikh? To for our islah's sake. So even ordinary two friends, and we tell one another, whatever you see me doing wrong, correct me, tell me. And a person must appreciate it. But today our attitude has become, as our Shaykh Damat Barakatum commonly says, that I call you Haji Sahib, you call me Mauli Sahib. In other words, I don't take out any of your fault, I just keep on praising you, and you must keep on praising me. And all our faults, we just sweep them under the carpet. Like what it is said, people who live in glass houses must not throw stones. So I won't throw any stones at you, you don't throw any stones at me. And we just carry on, and then suddenly at the time of mort we'll realize what our problem is. When there is no return and no time for islah. Fortunate are those people who make the islah. And when mort comes to them and they are ready for mort, and they'll see that wonderful life there. So tell our wives also, they must make an agreement with them. Ask me when I entered the house, did I make salam? Did I read the dua before eating? You ask me, I will ask you. Like that, if we continuously do that, then inshallah, the time will come that we will get reminded. But otherwise, if we just want to have a pious show, and this is a very another dangerous aspect, that we just make our outward pious, and then we get fooled ourselves also that we are pious. Therefore, our buzurgs were very particular that they would not allow a person to dress extra what by a basic Islamic dress. We can't go and wear Western dress or kuffar dress. We have to wear Islamic dress. But the extras like amama, jubba, etc., using a walking stick, all this making ourselves look like a very pious big buzurg, this fools us. And then we think that we are pious. People also look at us, they think we are pious, they treat us like that, and we get convinced also that really I am pious. So buzurgs were very particular. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion when he was dispatching a jamaat of six ulama, he told them, leave your amamas by me. You are the star of fazilat. When you come back, I'll keep it as amanat. When I come back, I'll give it to you. Because when you are going now in jamaat, with your amama, which either if it's literally you are wearing it, then you are going to get fooled, I'm very big maulana, very pious, and your islah won't get made. And if it's figurative, your title, your maulana title, this also fools a person, that I'm maulana, so I'm guaranteed jannati. Who gave us that guarantee? So then we don't worry about our islah, just our title, and we are more worried of making other people's islah. And we are not worried about our own condition. So there is a very serious matter. Mullah Nasiruddin, once there was an invitation by some rich people. He also went, but he was dressed very shabbily. So they turned him away, that yeah, this is a very big dawah, very high class society people are here, and you dress like this, you can't come. He went away, got dressed up properly, he came again. Now they allowed him in, he's dressed properly. Now when he came, he started taking the food and putting it on his clothes everywhere. So the people say, what are you doing here, Mullah? So he says that, you never invite me, you invited the clothes. So what you are is something else, and what your clothes are. One person who always used to wear his rumal, a shawl. So on one occasion when he was sleeping, somebody took his shawl and that person wore it. And when he woke up, he saw that person wearing it. He said, I've become you, where am I? In other words, he's not he, his clothes is him. His position is in its clothes. So many times we think our position is our title, our clothes, how we appear. But وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. At the time of mort, what is in the heart is going to come out. Not your outward appearance, and not your titles are going to help you. What is in your heart is going to help you. So that is important. So if we make this agreement and we are sincere about our Islah, it will take place. But if we just want to cover up that nobody must take out my faults, that I don't even read Bismillah when I eat, I don't even make salam when I enter the home, I don't read the dua when I enter, and dare the wife take out the fault, then Qiyamah will break loose. That way, who gave her the authority? But a person who's sincere will appreciate it, that she reminds you. And you make the agreement with her. I will ask you, you ask me always. Tell the children also. If a person is sincere, very soon he'll see the barakat. As from all these instances we are reading, and wallah, a person cannot imagine. Sunnat is sunnat. What a great thing that it comes into our lives. Not that we imagine, we are, many people say also that we are according to sunnat and they make a sign like this, that our outside. But no sunnat in reading du'as, no when eating, no sunnat in safar, but we are happy that we got sunnat in our life. These other people haven't got sunnat in their life. We got sunnat in our life. Don't fool ourselves just by the outward sunnats. 2-3 outward sunnats we have observed, and now we think I'm living a life of sunnat, a life of piety. That is much, much more further. In fact, in one beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi, when you go to sleep at night, may cleanse your heart of any malice, all, any and all malice, hatred, jealousy for any person. Have your heart completely clean for everyone in the world. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is my sunnat. And a person who follows my sunnat is from me. He's part of me, a person who follows my sunnat. So that is a sunnat, keep the heart clean. From every, for any person, don't have any malice. And very fortunate is that person who can forgive everyone at night when he goes to sleep, anytime, particularly at night, instead of thinking other filth and dirt, then talk to Allah Ta'ala, say, I've forgiven each and everyone. If I have got a right on anyone in any way whatsoever, I forgive that person fully and totally, so that I don't become a blockage for that person's progress. For him to progress, because if somebody's rights is on somebody, that blocks that person's progress. So I don't block that person's progress, and I don't keep anyone in any way back. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali many times used to narrate this instance to us. One great buzurg who was went for Hajj, one thief, rogue, robbed him, took his purse away, all his money. He immediately made that person maaf, immediately. But that person went in front and he became blind. He couldn't see his which way he must go. So all the people, they came around, that what happened, suddenly this person just became blind. So then he told, I stole this certain buzurg's money, his wallet, his purse, and this is what happened. So the people pleaded to that buzurg, please make, he said, I immediately made him maaf at that time already. This is the quality of buzurgs. Small little things of dunya, little money this side. You didn't invite me to your house for your function, your wedding. Now we are upset for that. When you came to my house for the function, you didn't wear new clothes on that day. So we are upset for that. It's unbelievable. When we haven't got contact with Deen in Israel, what stupid, not small things, what stupid things and fights over that. It's unbelievable. So the reality of Deen comes, you won't have any bad feeling for any person whatsoever, you'll make every person maaf. And a person in who can make others maaf, what doubt is in there that Allah is going to make him maaf? And how much don't we need Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness? Ala tuhibbuna ay yaghfirallahu lakum. Don't you love that Allah must forgive you? Forgive others, Allah will forgive you. And how much we have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was once reprimanding one person, a worker, for some faults. And then Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was sitting next to him and he reminded him, and that person said, forgive me. Hazrat Shaykh told, kitna tera bhuktu? How much must I tolerate you? Repeatedly you're doing the same mistake, over and over. And usually workers, who is a worker, if that person has got qualities, he'll be a boss himself. He's a person who hasn't got that qualities. He's perhaps he hadn't got a good education. He is weak in his thinking, etc. So these people will always make mistakes. So Hazrat say, how much must I tolerate you? Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is the uncle of Maulana Zakaria, he whispered in his ears and told him, itna bhukto jitna Allah Ta'ala se bhuktwana hai. Tolerate him how much you want Allah to tolerate you. So this is that was coming to a person. May Allah bless us and that is du'as. In fact, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, then because it was a very, very big janaza, and usually when everyone wants to have a chance to hold the janaza of such a great buzurg, and in the, because of that, the crowds, the janaza doesn't move front, it's being kept back, everyone is pushing, and it's not being allowed to go front. So one buzurg, great buzurg, Sahib-e-Kashf, who used to get kashf, he saw, the, and he told the people, please take the janaza quickly. Because Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is waiting for Maulana, and it's be adabi to let Hazrat to Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be waiting there. And then he said that why did Allah give him that martaba? All this work of tabligh one side. Why? Because he used to read the du'as of the various occasions. On account of that, Allah blessed him with this great position. And to see ourselves, our basic du'as, we are still very, very negligent about it. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then about the entering of the masjid and going from the masjid. Masjid, because Allah ka ghar hai, isliye adab ke saath masjid mein daakhil hona chahiye. Masjid is the house of Allah. We go to ordinary our cousins, families, houses, and if we the children make a noise, afterwards we hear the comments. They say those people were rowdy. Their children got no manners. How they were running around, how they were throwing things. Just in our own houses, we want respect and we want manners and etiquette to be maintained. And in fact, today with our houses that are like show houses, people feel frightened to go and visit by somebody's house also. That everything, how you have to be so careful, the way you put your, how you sit and what you do. In fact, some houses, one place there was a bride, they locked the house. That nobody must go in the house, they're going to mess up the house. All must just stay outside. And today many places, weddings, etc., all in the hall. And they announce, nobody must come to the house. For what is the house then? For what we build the house, with the very object of it we are defeating, we're not allowing it. We are, the way we have made our houses. Any case, we maintain so much adab. Allah's house, how much etiquette mustn't there be? But how commonly we find voices being raised in the masjid, loud talking, etc. It shows the total disrespect for the house of Allah, which is very dangerous. The disrespect of the house of Allah, disrespect of azan, are very, very dangerous things. So the masjid is the house of Allah. Isliye adab ke saath masjid mein daakhil hona chahiye. A person should enter the masjid also with the correct adab. Aur jab tak masjid mein rahe, adab ka khyal rakhe. And as long as he stays in the masjid, he must also keep the etiquettes in mind of the masjid. Aur masjid se nikalti waqt bhi sunnat ke mutabik nikle. And when he leaves the masjid, he should also leave according to sunnat, which our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh explains. And it's here, mashallah, on the board also. It's off there. It's here to set. Musa, Musa, and every time that it's gone off from the side. There is one. Where is it? Acha, the door is open. So then how are you going to shift? This time put it such a way even if the door is open or closed, it must be. If it's on this end, like this one. Yeah. So when we enter, we should say Bismillah is one sunnat. Enter with the right foot is another sunnat. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. The dua, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah. No, what? Durood Sharif on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. And then Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins. And there is great wisdom in that. We are coming for Allah's rahmat. So we must cleanse ourselves first. We are going to take atar perfume now. So don't take perfume on a stinking, filthy body. So ask for forgiveness and then enter with the right leg. 5 sunnats when entering, 500 shaheed sawab every time we enter the masjid. And then keep the etiquette in mind of the masjid. When we leave again, with the left leg leave. 1 sunnat, bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. 3 sunnats already. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi waftahli abwab fadlik. That we got Allah's rahmat when we came. Now, barakat in our money, fazal. Allah's grace us now. Allah give us barakat now in our rozi, in our lives, when we are leaving. 10 sunnats when we are entering and leaving the masjid. May Allah give us tawfiq and we do it according to sunnat. Garmi ke mausam mein ek dafa masjid se nikal raha tha. He says, one time I was leaving the masjid in summer. To baaya paav joote par rakha. And when we leaving the masjid, and if at that boundary, in India, Pakistan, usually the masjid is there, and then there is the sahan of the masjid, the courtyard. And where the sahan ends, that's the end of the masjid. Yeah, when we leave the masjid, we don't wear our shoes. Where we leave the masjid, we are not still, where we wear, we are out of the masjid, but we are not wearing our shoes still. So, and another important sunnat also, whether it is the masjid or any place, whenever we are going to a better place, go with the right leg. And when we are going to a place of a lower status, with the left leg. Like when we entering the masjid, it's a better place, so we enter with the right. When we leave the masjid, we're going in ordinary place, so with the left. When we enter the toilet, we're going to a place of a lower status, so we go with the left. When we leave the toilet and we come, with the right. Same thing with the bathroom. When we entering the bathroom, enter with the left. When you're coming back in the room, which is a place of a more higher status, with the right. So wherever. So there in India and Pakistan, when you're leaving the masjid, immediately at the place you're wearing your shoe also. So there are 2 sunnats there. You must leave with the left and you must wear your shoe with the right. Which, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mahal Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi taught us how to combine both sunnats in this difficult and almost impossible situation. That you must leave with your left leg. You must put your left leg out first, but you must wear your right shoe first. So the way of doing that is you put your left leg on your left shoe. Don't wear it. Or halfway, or you put it on top of it, or you put it besides it. You wear your right shoe first, then you wear your left shoe. So that is one. But a more tricky situation is some places where the masjid, like Homestead Park also, I think, Masjid al-Taqwa, where there is a step. So when you go up the step, you must go with the right leg. But you are going out of the masjid. So you have to go out with the left leg. But when you're going to a higher place, you must put your right leg first. So it's a tricky situation also. So there, what a person should do, he can sometimes do this, sometimes do that, both are sunnah. Or yeah, leave with the right leg, with the left leg. And there are many other places where you make amal on the other sunnah also. Some places, the step is one lower than the masjid. So when you are entering, you must, it's right when you enter, then you enter with the right leg first, and going up is also the right leg first. When you come out, you should first put your left step down, but you are coming out, so you have to first put your right foot down. So 2 sunnats there, so sometimes make amal on this sunnat and make your niyat of sunnat. I'm making niyat of this sunnat here. And the masjid sunnat, keep that preferably in mind. That leave the masjid with the right leg, whether you have to go put your leg 1 foot up, or whether you have to go a step down. And when you are entering also, keep the masjid sunnats preferably there in mind. So he says, I was leaving the masjid, and according to the correct method, first I took out my left leg and put it on my shoe. Yun hi joote par zor para, to maloom hua ki koi cheez andar thi jo mar gayi hai. As I put my leg on the left shoe, I made out that there is something in the shoe, and that thing has died. Jab joota dekha, to usme ek bada bichhu mara para tha. When I looked inside, there was a scorpion that was dead. Agar main pehle baaya paon khilaf sunnat joote mein dalta, if first I should have put my left leg in the left shoe first, contrary to sunnat, to bichhu mujhe kaat dalta. The scorpion should have bitten me. Sunnat ki barkat se Allah Ta'ala ne ek hadisa se bacha liya. And there was a whole long story after that. Maybe you could die. Or if you love, maybe what and what, 6 months perhaps all your treatment and for you to recover. But just because of sunnat, a person got saved from that. In the same way, that sunnat, that one jamaat that went to South America, at one place they had to eat in a restaurant for some reason. When they were eating, the manager noticed that they are always, when they drink water, they looking in the glass and drinking. So he came and asked them the reason, because something had happened just then, before that, by his restaurant. So he came and asked. So they say, sunnat, it's our natural, it's no any big thing, it's just our normal sunnat practice. So they asked him, why are you asking? He said, just last week, a girl was eating in my restaurant, and she was drinking water, and did not looking inside, and there was some dirt, insect or something, and she drank that. And she became so ill, they couldn't even diagnose what her problem was. It took them very long to even diagnose what her problem was. And here you people are so fortunate, your Nabi has taught you that from the very root you get saved from this. Therefore, drinking water, we should avoid totally anything, any liquid from a narrow mouth, like a bottle. And worse than that is the cans. We're drinking directly from the can. It's not long ago, perhaps 5-6 years ago, round about there, where a Coca-Cola can, there were cockroaches inside, in South Africa. They sued the Coca-Cola company because you can't see what's inside. From a narrow mouth, you don't know what is inside, what can come out. One lady in America who went boating, and she took Coca-Cola cans with her. And she drank from it while she was boating. She became so ill, and they had to admit her to ICU. They couldn't even diagnose, she died. Afterwards they found that these cans in the shops, in the warehouses, they're all in different places. And they usually come with plastics covered, but the plastics break also many times. So rats had got in and they urinated on top. And the can was not clean, and that rat urine, when she was drinking, that went down with her. And that was extremely poisonous, which killed her. So the sunnat is a sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person will be very fortunate who practices upon the sunnats. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, yeah, Hazrat Damat Barakatum has quoted many, many malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali with regard to Bayat Piri Muridi, that was the object, how to benefit, what are the things, what it is actually, etc., what are the etiquettes. فرمایا کہ اہل فن کے نزدیک وصول نفع کے لیے جو یہ شرط ہے کہ شیخ سے سارے تعلقات سے زیادہ قوی تعلق ہو. It's also a very important point according to the experts of this field of tasawuf, that وصول نفع کے لیے, in order to get benefit from your shaykh, from this path becoming bayat, and to get the benefit of bayat, etc., that the ta'alluq, your connection with your shaykh, must be the strongest over and above all other connections. This is a point which is by the experts of this field. Hazrat is explaining this point in detail, that over all other connections, your connection with your shaykh must be the strongest and the highest. Iska matlab ye hai ke istifada ke waqt usko zannan anfa samjhe. The meaning of this is that when you are benefiting from your shaykh, at the time that you are taking benefit, you come to the majlis, etc., you wrote a letter to your shaykh, you get the reply, you are seeing it, whatever. At that time, then you must have in your heart that this is the most beneficial. This is what is meant, that your contact with your shaykh must be the most strongest. that the time of you benefiting from your share, at that time you are convinced that this year, this majlis of my share, these words I'm making mashura with my share, what he's telling me now, that is the most beneficial for me. Or is zan ka darja itna hona chahe ke dusre taraf nigrani se usko maani ho. And this must be so strong that my shaykhs, what he's telling me, the advice he's giving me from his majlis, what I'm benefiting it. This is so, I'm benefiting so much that you don't even think of any other thing. That buzurg had said this, in this kitab he's written this, your mind also doesn't go. That this is the most beneficial for me, and you don't even think of anyone or anything else at that time. At that time. Phir jab ek mu'tad bihi zamana tak nafa na ho. And if you came regularly, but you didn't benefit. You were doing your part of your work properly. You came regularly with concentration, devotion. You emptied your heart and you wanted to benefit. And with this conviction that my sheikh is the most beneficial. But after some time, reasonable time, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, you still haven't benefited. You say, I got no benefit. To uski wajah tihqeeq kare. Then find out. Usi sheikh se uski wajah tihqeeq kare. From the same sheikh say, I don't seem to benefit at all. I'm here for 3 months, 6 months, and I'm not benefiting at all. Ask him directly. And you are fulfilling all your conditions. Agar tasalli na ho, and after the sheikh's explanation, etc., you still haven't got satisfaction. What he told you, it's not registering with you. You are not accepting it. Dusre se istifada kare. Then go to another sheikh. The object is to benefit. And sometimes, it may be the weakness of the murid. Maybe there is no munasabat. The sheikh is also 100% correct. But there isn't munasabat. Like for example, with the example our sheikh Damat Barakatum gives always, you have to take blood in your body. And you are adamant, I'm just going to take Muhammad Ali Clay's blood. Very strong boxer, some strong man, wrestler, etc. I'm going to take his blood. But your blood group is different. Instead of benefiting, you should first go and have your grave dug. Keep it ready. After you take your blood, go directly to your qabr. There's going to be a terrible reaction. So he is a strong man, but the blood group is different. So in the same way, sometimes with your sheikh, the blood group, the mizaj is different. So don't waste his time and don't waste your time. And our sheikh, Ahmad Barakatuh, many times announced, any person who became bayat to me, and he sees he's not benefiting, I give him full permission that he must go to some other sheikh. Because the object is Allah Ta'ala. The sheikh is not the object. Number of murids is not the object. The object is not how many people are coming to the gathering, majlis, etc. That how a person benefits, that is the object. So if you find you are not benefiting, first try and sort it out. Then still it's not working out, then go to another sheikh. Get your treatment. Just like you are going to a doctor, he's a family doctor. It's not benefit. You don't say it's because a family doctor, I can't leave him. No, now you're not getting benefit, you'll go to another doctor. You want your health to be corrected. So you'll go and look for another doctor. Agar tasalli na ho, phir dusre se istifada kare. Isi zan-e maskur ke saath baqi maghloobul muhabbat hona zarur nahi. And with this mind that I benefit the most from my sheikh, and besides that, to have love for somebody else, some other great alim, that is not harmful. Love, but that I'm benefiting the most from this person, that is something else. And I have some great love for somebody else, that won't stop you from benefiting from here. So and if you have love for your sheikh also the most, and you are convinced I benefit the most from my sheikh, what to say then? And if from both sides, there is munasabat also, agreement in temperament also, and also, which Hazrat has explained in another malfuz, that the sheikh also is very happy with his murid is also very happy with his sheikh, then there is only benefit. Great, great benefit for that person. Ek murid ne likha, ke baaz waqt ye khyal aakar, ke log riyakar kahenge, ya achha kahenge, to nafs khush hoga, nafil wagaira parne se baaz rehta hoon. One person wrote, and this is a common thing, Today somebody asked the same question also, that sometimes a person feels that if I'm going to make my awabin namaz, I'm going to make my ishraq namaz, any other namaz, people will see and they'll think, oh, what a pious person. Or they will praise you also. Like for example, you made your ishraq, you are the last person to leave the masjid. As you are leaving, somebody saw you leaving. Oh, this person, only now he's coming out from Fajr. We were together in Fajr, and all the time he's only coming out now. So they think good about you. So that thought now, so he says that, then I don't make that the people will see. So how is this, that I don't make my nafil, etc., because I don't want people to praise me, I don't want people to think I'm a pious person. Tahrir farmaya. Hazrat wrote this reply, ke riya ka khiyal to shaitani khiyal hai. This thought that you are doing it for show is from shaitan. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh has explained, to do a thing for people to see, that is riya, that is shaitan's work. Not to do a thing that people are going to see is also a work of shaitan. That is also riya. That today, every day I make my ishraq, there's nobody in the masjid. I make it with peace, but it may not. Today somebody is sitting. Now he's going to think, oh, this person is going to see me and he's going to think that I make every day ishraq. So I won't make ishraq today. That you're not making ishraq today, you never make the amal, that is also riya. You're not making that amal is also to show that person that I'm not making the amal. So that is also riya. So whenever Hazrat has given such a beautiful solution to this, whenever we want to make an amal, no matter what thoughts come to us, they are wasawis. Just at that time say, Ya Allah, I'm doing this purely for you. Clear your mind at that time, that I'm doing this amal only for your pleasure. Don't worry, people are watching, what they're going to say, whatever, but I'm doing it for your pleasure. And after the amal, make tawbah istighfar. And the thought now that comes in between, that people are watching me, people are going to praise me, people are going to say, oh, what a great man. So that is wasawis now. Don't worry about it. And for ihtiyat, at the end, make tawbah istighfar. Oh Allah, if there was any share of my nafs, that my nafs was getting happy, that people are seeing, that people are going to praise me, you make me maaf for that. And also Hazrat Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair, what an expert of this field. Hazrat has explained that to make an amal, what other people think and what other people say cannot destroy your amal. What you think, that will destroy your amal. If the whole world praises you, but your meter is correct, your needle is in the correct place, in your car, it's extremely hot outside, but your needle is on the cool section, you don't have to worry, for the heat outside is 40 degrees, 50 degrees, but your car things are right, and your needle is in the green, no problem. So what your condition is what matters, not what outside people. The whole world, understand it much more also in a beautiful way, that we are making jamaat namaz. The imam makes a mistake. And somebody who is out of the masjid, out of the jamaat, he corrects that and the imam takes it, everyone's namaz will break. But who is in the jamaat, he gives a wrong luqma. And the imam takes it, namaz won't break with that stuff. So what we are of ourselves inside, that is what counts by Allah, not outside people. What we are ourselves, that counts by us. And also, if we are making namaz, now you made 3 rakats instead of 4. You made 5 instead of 4. You made extra. What you yourself are convinced, that is your decision. Not what other people are going to do. Your own namaz. Imam's namaz, then it will be, we have to come to some decision. What you yourself. But we are more worried what other people say. Same thing at the time of maut. We are not worried about what our condition will be in the qabr. Or the person who has died and he's in the qabr. We are more worried of the outside people. We have to be more worried about ourselves. So if the whole world praises you, and that Allah Akbar, our Shaykh Tamik Barakatum has explained the dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma ij'alni fi aini saghira. Oh Allah, make me in my eyes small. Wa fi a'yuni nasi kabira. And make me big in the eyes of the people. So the dua is that make me big. People must respect me. There is no harm in that. And that is very important. If we, or some people who are nadan in tasawwuf, they feel that we must be azallan nas. We must be the most down of people. Nobody must respect us. If nobody respects you, they won't ask you to give a bayan. You give a bayan, they won't listen to what you got. They got no respect for you. If you are get a laborer from outside, digging a trench there, and you tell him, come give bayan here. Who's going to listen to you? People will just look from the corner of their eyes, they'll all walk out quickly. This bayan we're not going to listen to. When somebody who has got respect, you listen to him. So this is very important. Parents, children haven't got parents for the, respect for their parents in the house. We don't have respect for the imam, for the mutawallis. There'll be chaos in those, in the classroom. No respect for the ustad. There'll be chaos in that place. Respect is important. But the antibiotic, Hazrat says, has been given first. That make me small in my eyes. The whole world can respect me. Whole world can praise me. But in my eyes, I know what I am. And I don't know what my position by Allah will be. How my mort will come. That if whether Allah is pleased with me, whether Allah is displeased with me, I don't know. So you keep your needle in the correct place. Outside people's things cannot harm or benefit you. You yourself what you are. So that is important. So to give up amal, because people are watching, this is also riya. And that person will say, I'm a big buzurg, today I didn't do my amal, I didn't want anyone to see, but he's involved in riya. He never do the amal also, and he's involved in riya also. Further, Hazrat wrote, that person wrote, that person wrote in his letter, he wrote this point, and then he wrote this last point, kya ye nakara har tarah se mehroom hi rahega. Well, this person, nakara, myself person, always I'm just going to be deprived of everything. That is how a person must think, that I'm nothing. I don't know what's going to happen to me. That last part. So Hazrat replied for the first part, that to give up amal, that people are watching, there is also wrong. It's shaitani work. Ke bawajood is khayal ke bhi kaam karna chahiye. Even if you think that people are watching, no, you make your, I'm doing it for Allah's pleasure. That is what is ikhlas. Another very important point, that you must do your amal for Allah's pleasure. Whatever you do, you keep in mind that I'm doing this amal only for Allah's pleasure. Whether the people see, they don't see, they come to know, they don't know, that doesn't matter at all. But that Allah, for Allah's pleasure, I'm doing amal. And then the other last point what he wrote, Hazrat, just see, Hazrat, what a muhakkik he was of this field. Aur mujhse kya poochte ho ke mehroom rahoge ya kya? And what are you asking me, whether by Allah, what your position will be, you're going to be deprived, what will happen there, what are you asking me? Mujhko to apna hi hal maalum nahi. I don't know my own condition, what I'm going to tell you about you. This also Hazrat has corrected, which many people feel that Shaykh knows everything. And what my position will be by Allah. That I'm also a human being. From my knowledge, from there we try and make tarbiyat, etc. But ilm-e ghaib I also haven't got. And some mashayikh or even ordinary people, they like to play on the people's sentiments that I got ilm-e ghaib, that I get kashf, etc. No, a sincere person will make it clear that I am nothing whatsoever. Don't elevate me to a higher position which I am not. You are saying that you nothing, in other words, you are asking me that I must give you tasalli. No, don't worry, everything is alright with you. I don't know my own condition, what's going to happen to me. Mujhko to apna hi hal maalum nahi. Phir ye ke apni kotahi jab sabab mein mehroom ka ho, to dusra ilaj kya kare? And then when your kotahi, your laziness, your unmindfulness, that is the cause of your mehrumi. That is the cause you're not getting the favors of Allah, because of your laziness, your unmindfulness, your don't care attitude, etc. When that is the case, then how can somebody else treat you? That is the thing, you don't need the treatment. You know your problem, what it is. I'm lazy. I'm not paying attention. I'm being unmindful. I've got a don't care attitude. Now, what is somebody else going to treat you in that? Hadrat has written that for most kings, himmat is the answer. And himmat Allah has given everyone. That susti ka ilaj himmat hai. This laziness is courage that a person must. I'm lazy fajr time. I'm lazy, my weakness, I can't keep my eyes from woman. You can, Allah has given you. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسع. You're not using that courage of yours. When we were in Jamaat, one alim from West Bengal was with us. We had, with all our satis, we had a very good relationship. He said one day that if a person, for example, a small jor, 2,000 people, 10,000, say one person can cook for all of them. And he can prepare the food. But he must not be calm chore. He must not be lazy. He must be prepared to work. If he's prepared to work, little organization, little bit here. We say how many people, visitors come to the house, somebody else has come. They organize quickly. Phone to this one, have you got something? Have you got? And you maintain and you look after everyone. But a person who's lazy, who like Hazrat Ahmed Barakatum explains, one person, they were going on safar, two friends, so time came for them to prepare, have meals now. So the one said that I'll go and buy the groceries, vegetables, fruit, water, the potatoes, onions, whatever. In the meantime, you collect the firewood and then you make the fire. Say, I'm so tired, I don't think I'll manage. Please, so that person went, bought everything. This person came, he said that, okay, I'll go and get the firewood now. You peel the potatoes, slice the onions. He said, I'm so tired, I won't be able to manage. That person brought the firewood, he lit the fire, he started cooking. He said, put the dastarkhan down, put the plates down. Food, he said, I can't manage, I'm so tired. When the food was ready, everything, he said, I feel shy now to tell you that. How much must I tell you I can't manage it? Now I think I'll have to force myself and I'll have to come. So such a person, no work can get done. Person who makes himmat, well, even his eyes he'll control, his fajr, that himmat is there, use that himmat. Allah has given it, but we are not prepared to use it. Just use it and then see your work will get done. معلم کا کام اتنا ہے کہ طالب کام کرے اور اطلاع حالت کی دے کہ دے کر جو کچھ پوچھنا ہو اس سے پوچھے. What is the work of the شیخ, the معلم, کہ کام کا کام اتنا ہے. This is his work. The شیخ's work is so much. کہ طالب کام کرے. The murid must do his work. He must make effort. He must do everything. اور اطلاع حالت کی دے کر. And then he must inform that I managed this, I didn't manage this, I couldn't do this, I couldn't get up for tahajjud, I couldn't get up for fajr, whatever, he must give his condition. Dekar, jo kuch poochna ho, usse poochhe, he asks him. But that you expect, your sheikh must do everything for you. Now I became a murid, now everything is in the hand. No, it's the work of the talib. The sheikh is to guide him. That is the work of the sheikh. Badun uske koi kheer to hai nahi ke chata di jave. This work is not like some kheer that you give the person to eat. Yeah, biryani is not cooked and you give the person and not even give him to eat, you put it in his mouth. Or like a small child, you even have to chew it for him, make it soft. And he must just take it down. If you're expecting that, then you got wrong expectations. And you got wrong hopes. You must make your effort. And then inform, this I'm doing, my niyat, I'm thinking people are watching, people are going to praise me, I got lazy, I didn't manage this, 1 week I carried on well, again I slept. Then inform that all the time. And the sheikh will keep on guiding you. Then you will get to your destination. But that you expect everything, a ready cake to be baked, that you even, if you are more lazy than that person, the dasturkhan is ready and still even then you don't want to go and sit. Now how can you get any benefit? May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of Hazrat Ahmed Barakatuhum, Ruh ki bimariya aur inka ilaj, the illnesses, diseases of the Ruh and the treatment. Here Hazrat has explained some very wonderful points. Sifat-e-Rahman or Sifat-e-Rahim ka farak, the difference between the two qualities of Allah which are mentioned in Bismillah also. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Both of them are from Rahm, mercy, kindness. And both of them are basically the same essence. What is the difference? It's a difference of semantics, shade in meaning. The meaning is basically the same, but there is just a different shade in the two differences. The one Hazrat has written, Rahman ki rahmat kabhi kuch takleef ke saath mil jati hai. The mercy of Rahman, the mercy in the name Rahman, that you get Allah's mercy, Allah's affection, Allah's rahmat, but with some difficulty, with some hardship. Jaise bad maza aur na gawa dawa ka peena. Like sometimes you have to eat some bitter medicine, or some medicine you just don't like. It's mercy, it's going to give you shifa, but it's bitter, you don't like it. Bas ye dawa mareez ke liye agarche rahmat hai, lekin tabiyat ko kulfat bhi hai. Though it is mercy for your body, you're going to get health, good health, but you don't like it. Or like you have to go for an operation, pay for it. 200,000, 250,000 you have to pay for that operation. They're going to cut you, you're going to be in difficulty. But eventually you get good health again, your health is restored. So it is mercy, but it is with difficulty. And Rahim on the other hand, sifat-e Rahim ki rahmat takleef se bilkul nahi milti. That you get Allah's mercy and no bitter medicine, no operation. You just became better again. You got saved completely. One is, you went on a safar, you met up with an accident, you got restored your health, 6 months in a hospital, 1 year, whatever it was, but you came right again. One is you never get no accident. You no problem whatsoever. In fact, you travel and you enjoyed your travels. Just that, so Rahman is you get Allah's mercy, but with some difficulty, with some problem. Rahim is that with no difficulty. اور وہ نعمت محض ہے تکلیف سے بالکل نہیں ملتی اور وہ نعمت محض ہے نہیں عطا کی جاتی ہے مگر اہل سعادت کاملہ کو. And that نعمت of رحیم that is not mixed with any difficulty and hardship is not given to anyone besides a very close friends of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself, once when he was ill, the Sahaba gave him some bitter medicine to drink. When he got better, he made them all drink it. He said that, why you gave me this medicine? He was our Sheikh is also very particular. Anything, like for example, grapefruit is very healthy, but it's bitter. So our Sheikh doesn't touch it. He said, I don't want all those things. Allah has made him such that only the things which are sweet, normally in sweetness is your bad health. But Allah Ta'ala, when Allah's sifat of Rahim comes, then things which you enjoy, those are the things which are better for you. Not your bitter things, not your sour things, etc. Such a person doesn't have to pick up weights, and he doesn't have to jog or anything. He sits with peace and Allah's rahmat. That is, and we should ask Allah of that mercy of his, which is in Rahim. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi is maqam par dua karte hai. Allama Alusi, great, great mufassir of the Quran, Ruhul Maani, he teaches a dua which he makes for himself also. Ya Allah, humko darain ki suada mein kar de. Oh Allah, make us of the very pious, the very close servants of yours in both the worlds. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki tawfeel mein. That we don't have to even, Allah's rahmat, not with any problem or any difficulty or anything. We just, we don't have to go to jail and pay your bail and come out. You don't go to jail in the first place. At a roadblock, you don't have to be blocked, etc. You don't get blocked. They just let you go through. Ask for that of Allah Ta'ala, that anywhere, no problem comes. Not that you have a fight with your wife and then you make up again. No fight. You just carry on nicely, you don't have any fight. So that is in the sifat of Rahim. Shaitan ka tasarruf aur athar. Guna karne ke baad uski tariki aur zulmat mein. Shaitan's effect and what he does to a person, when he makes a person make guna, and then he brings the darkness of that on that person. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. Shaitan ne unko phusla diya. بعض ان اعمال کے سبب جس کا انہوں نے اکتساب کیا. شیطان destroyed them further, made them slip further because on account of some actions which they had done. اس آیت کے ذیل میں علامہ آلوسی رحمت اللہ علیہ تحریر فرماتے ہیں. علامہ آلوسی comments on this آیت, کیونکہ گناہ سے دل میں اندھیرا پیدا ہوتا ہے. When a person commits a sin, then darkness comes in his heart. Very fortunate are those people. One of our satis wrote today that before I used to commit sin, I shouldn't even know that I'm committing. It should mean nothing. But now I realize I've committed sin. I feel it. Very fortunate is that person. Whatever little mistake he makes, but nazri little bit, anger little bit, and he feels that darkness. And now he wants to remove it. A person, a mu'min is that when he does wrong, like a mountain has come on his head. Until he does not remove it, he can't sit at peace. He's not at ease. Munafiq is that commits big gunas, like a fly was sitting, he made it fly away. He doesn't feel anything about it. So when a person feels like that, the reality is the darkness comes in the heart. But if that person feels it, a person, like in the olden days with the engine, the coal engine of the railway, you had those people who used to put the coal into the. So when they start in the morning, perhaps they have a white shirt, but hardly 1 hour putting that coal, that shirt is black. Now more blackness, they don't notice it. But the person who comes with a clean shirt, and just one little spot, you realize it. But if you don't remove it, more spots, your whole. Once we were traveling in Mozambique, I learned a great lesson there. And then this insects came on the windscreen. So I learned this from the driver. Immediately he put the wiper on and that spray with soapy water. So he cleaned it out. So then I realized if you do it immediately, your windscreen stays clean all the time. You leave it, another insect. Soon your windscreen is in a mess. And then even if you try and clean it now with so many of them, and they are stuck there, very hard to remove it. Then I told him and I thanked him. I told him, Jaza, I learned a great lesson. You should do this immediately. And I told him the same way with the heart also. The minute you make a guna, remove it. If you don't, another guna, your whole windscreen of your heart will go dark. You won't be able to see your road also in front. Then you'll only see things in the wrong way. So the reality is, guna brings darkness, blackens the heart, darkens the heart. And if a person can make it out and is conscious and he removes it, fortunate is that person. But a person who doesn't and allows it to accumulate. اور شیطان کی طاقت آدم علیہ السلام کی اولاد پر برے اعمال کو مزین کرنے اور گناہ کے وساوس ڈالنے کے نہیں ہوتی. The power Allah has given to شیطان کہ آدم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے اولاد پر برے اعمال کو مزین کرنے, that he makes bad things look very nice. That is what his work is, to put it in a wrong picture. Like for example, nightclubs, women, naked women, these are filthy, dirty, and that person who comes closer to his iman getting perfection, who comes on to fitrat, he can see it clearly. And otherwise, the mubtadi, the beginner, he sees enjoyment in this. Why are these people stopping us? We can't stop from this. All this woman and all this porn and videos, all that. That person is still very far. If he's feeling conscious, iman is there. But he's still in the very beginning stages. And he hasn't come on the natural fitrat, the natural path. The same way with food. When a person doesn't like simple food, then that person is still not on. He likes all the other filth and dirt, the other type of food which non-Muslims prepare. That is enjoyable to him. A person likes Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Sprite. Zamzam doesn't taste nice to him. Plain water doesn't. When a person enjoys plain water and he drinks plain water with relish, he enjoys it, that person must make lot of shukr to Allah that Allah has put him on fitrat. And this is a sign of his iman becoming complete and perfect. And also, whether it is with clothes, that when you love simplicity in your clothes, in everything, your watch, your watch strap, your glasses, your frame, everything, the more simple, make shukr to Allah. you are coming on to fitrat. And if these fancy things are still appealing to you, and you, or you giving up the fancy things, but with difficulty in the heart, is you feeling it a mujahada, you are progressing, but you're still not at your destination. When you reach there, if you are on fitrat, then automatically you just like the natural things of Islam, the natural, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that become, you become a die hard for it. You realize, I can't do without it. So shaitan's work is to present it in the opposite way. Aur guna ke wasawis dalne ke nahi hoti, and that he doesn't put the evil thoughts of gunas. Jab tak ke usko unke dil mein andhera guna ka na mile. Until he doesn't find a heart that is dark with gunas, shaitan can work on that heart. If the heart is with light in it, shaitan can't have an effect on that person. Sees clear, and he sees clearly, shaitan, oh, dushman, you're out, please. Shaitan can't work, but that person whose heart is dark, shaitan works on that, and he puts the wasawis of guna, and he show, and for that person he shows evil actions to be very good. You have to do this today. How, you're a youngster, you must enjoy life. How can you do without this? This is your right. What are these people saying? It's your right to have a girlfriend. It's your right to have contact with girls. It's natural. It's your right. It's good to masturbate. So shaitan puts all these thoughts in a dark heart. Jaise chamgadar khafash hamesha apni sukunat aur qiyam ke liye andhera chahta hai. Just like a bat, it looks only for dark places to stay. A bat cannot stay in light place. When the sun comes out, bat is gone. You don't see it. At night, dark, completely dark. Now bat is out. So like that, shaitan works on that heart. So a person must work. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says that we had forgiven them. What is this? أَفْوَ كِيَا هَي مَحْوَ الْجَرِيمَةَ بِالتَّوْبَةِ That Allah wipes out that guna with tawbah. That Allah cleans that heart. So the starting point when a person of reaching Allah is when he makes istighfar, tawbah. He realizes in everything. Till a person doesn't come to tawbah and istighfar, he can't move forward. His heart is dark. What is going to pray? And 99-year-old kafir, or even more than that, and not only kufr, but every kind of guna within him, 1 second sincere tawbah, just no words also, just in your, Ya Allah, I've been terrible, please make me maaf. That heart comes to light. And shaitan can't come into that heart. Now he won't put in your heart that bad actions are beautiful, you must do them. Now he won't give you the temptation of doing all other things. Make your heart light. Brighten up your heart. And that is by tawbah. Khata ko tawbah se mita dena. That all our wrong, like that wiper, and what you got a very good detergent in your water. And it just that little water, and it removes everything, and your windscreen comes clean, shining, and you can see your road. That is tawbah. We know that with the windscreen, how many times you have to spray water, and still you don't get your desired effect. Till you don't go to a garage, they clean your windscreen, and many times they don't do it properly also. But tawbah does it immediately and cleans the heart completely. چنانچہ جب قلب توبہ کی ندامت اور عزم علی التقوی کے نور سے روشن ہو جاتا ہے تو شیطان کے اثرات ایسے دل سے ختم ہو جاتے ہیں. So consequently, when a person makes توبہ, sincere توبہ اور عزم علی التقوی and determination, I'm not going to make guna again. At that time have your determination. Whether you by nature or conditions or environment you commit guna again, that's a different, but at that time determination, I'm not going to commit. Now that tawbah of yours is a complete tawbah. By that, noor comes into that heart. Now shaitan doesn't, his asarat don't come and take effect on such. It is now finished. So tawbah is the starting point, that a person makes tawbah sincerely, and that nadamat on what we've done, what I've done, Ya Allah, I've been wrong. I've been very bad. What I've done was very, very wrong, all my things. And I determine, I promise, Ya Allah, I'm not going to commit it again. That heart has become clean. Now shaitan can't have effect on that heart. Now that heart, shaitan won't present bad and evil deeds as beautiful deeds. In that heart, shaitan won't bring the desire to commit guna. So tawbah is the starting point. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Next week will be the 10th of Muharram, Tuesday night. So next week, Yomul Thulatha, our majlis week, will be 10th of Muharram. So we won't have majlis. All should try and keep roza, inshallah. Be with the family. And all the sunnats of 10th of Muharram, Ashura, try and keep them in mind also, inshallah.